Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 29, 2020. This episode will focus on the new breaking news out of Colorado. For that, we now go to Dr. Henry Nyman.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yes, they discovered the variant in the U.S. in celebration of our new format so that we can come on with breaking news and give a quick update. So in any event, as many have already heard, the first variant, COVID variant, was identified in the U.S. today. It was in the state of Colorado. And at least to date, there's no indication that the positive who's in his 20s has any contacts or any travel. Now, that was said initially for the two cases up in Canada, their first two cases also. And subsequent interviews indicated that they did have a contact with someone who had returned from the UK. So we'll see if there's a similar scenario with this person. But there's already some information, which is bad as far as the, how common this is. And that is simply the lack of screening. Now in this case, the identification did come from screening, and most of the kits that do PCR actually have primers for three different regions of the genome. And in this case, two of them gave a strong positive, and one of them, which is directed at the spike protein, gave a negative. And that's called a dropout, and that is an indication, since there are a lot of mutations in the spike gene. There's one in the area where the primer binds, and since the sequence isn't what the primer is directed against, it fails to bind or weakly binds, and if it doesn't bind well, then the space in between doesn't get filled in, and that's essentially what gives the signal. That's what gets amplified, and that's why it's called a chain reaction, that essentially you fill that in and then basically heat it up so the strands come apart, and then it gets filled in again, and it keeps on amplifying until you get a signal. And if the primers don't work, there's nothing to amplify and you get a negative. So that dropout was a signal that this may very well be a variant, especially since the other two regions gave a strong positive. So it's essentially saying the virus is there, but when you look in the spike gene, you get a negative because you've got mutations there. And they did sequence it and did find that it had eight mutations in the spike genes that corresponded to the variant from the UK. And so they designated it a UK variant. And that's the first one. Now, unfortunately, it hasn't been deposited yet at a gene bank. And like I say, I'm sorry, GSAD, and there's usually additional information that can be gleaned from the samples that have been deposited. And they also indicated that's it. So he doesn't have contacts, and he hasn't traveled, and that suggests that he came into contact with the variant through some unknown mechanism, which really is an indication if that holds up and he doesn't really have a a known contact who just got back from the UK, that would indicate that the virus has been around for a while. Now, unfortunately, without releasing the sequence, it's not really clear when the sample was collected. And so that would be another good piece of information. But if you go to GSAD and do a search for Colorado sequences, the last upload was done December 17th, which isn't that bad. But the bad part is that the most recent collection date for those that were sequenced is November 1st. So most of the positives that have been showing up are relatively recent. Most were collected in December, if not the mid-December. And there's nothing in California later than November 1. And so that is very similar to the story in Quebec, where the case was just identified in Montreal. And they also, I mean, they were worse. They didn't have any samples newer than April. So unfortunately, this isn't the exception. This is a rule that there's a lot of areas where there's virtually no recent testing. And therefore, this one was number one because they did start to do some additional testing, and apparently he was a relatively recent case, and they got this dropout signal, so they figured they would go ahead and sequence it. So I mean, the dropout signal is just on the PCR test. So the PCR test basically gives you three different readings, and the PCR said two out of three were strong positives. And the fact that the one that was missing was in the spike gene indicates there's probably a mutation there. That's part of the reason they screen multiple regions. They don't want to get a false negative because none of the primers bind. And, you know, some of the initial comments in the media are, you know, predictably bad. You know, they say, well, what about the vaccine? Because now there is a variant in the U.S., and so U.S. residents are a little bit more attuned to this possibly being a problem. And the answer was, the good news is there's no bad news because there's no testing. And I mean, they didn't say it exactly those words, but that's exactly what they said. And the analysis said, well, could you please repeat that? And it was, the good news is there's no bad news because there's no testing. So that passes for good news in the U.S. With regard to this variant and the ability of the vaccine to recognize it. And that wasn't really that far from some of the media reports that CEO for AstraZeneca, which is having problems, they were only getting 70%. And it was because they weren't giving the second injection in a timely manner. And so that they really weren't getting as good a response as they should, because they were hoping they only needed one, and they don't. They really need two. So once they figure out they really need two, and they can't give it 2 or 3 months later, they have to give it either 3 or 4 weeks later, they got activity similar to mRNA vaccines, which is in the 90-95% range effectiveness. And that sounds positive, but of course all that's done with in areas where there isn't necessarily a lot of this variant yet, and so you really need a lot of people infected with the variant. So if you got 90-95% in England, that would be good. If you get it in wherever this test was done, then it doesn't mean much, because most of the people that get infected probably weren't exposed to the variant because it's relatively new and it's just starting to take off. And but they reported that as saying that the CEO said that the vaccine would work, and he never said that. He said we need to do testing, and that's what all the CEOs said. They say, well, I think it's going to work, but we really have to test. And they're not going to say, I think it doesn't work without having data. And so they say, I think it is going to work. And then they use the same argument, which is that, well, the vaccine's against many different regions of the spike protein, and these are, you know, a few mutations, although some even talk as if there's only one mutation when in fact there's 10. And in any event, there is no data that I've heard and no news is not really good news. No news is bad news, because they should know by now. So they should be able to say, oh, it doesn't. It works fine, and it's just as effective against these variants as it is against the wild type, which I don't think they're going to say, because I don't think that's going to be true, because it's known that some of these areas, like the deletion of position 69 and 70, produces lower neutralizing antibody titers, because there's some antibodies that are affected by that. I've said before that deletions can affect the shape of the protein enough so that antibodies binding all over that could be affected kind of simultaneously by just the difference in the shape, because the recognition points are spatially close, but in the linear sequence, they're not close together. So in any event, the bottom line is the first case has been identified in the U.S. It's in Colorado. There's no evidence at this time that patient had contact with somebody who had just returned from the U.K. It's in Elbert County, which is southeast of Denver, and it's sparsely populated. And they said he didn't have any contacts. So at least his description of how he got infected was something along the lines of, I have no idea. So we should get more information on that, and there will be more in the U.S. I had said that initially I said I thought they would have one by the end of the year. Then I started hedging, and I said it would definitely come by January if it didn't come by the end of the year. So it did come by the end of the year, just barely. And, it was just reported by the end of the year. It's not clear how many examples are already there that haven't been reported. A good example is the one in Montreal that was announced today, but the sample was collected 2 weeks ago. It was collected on December 15th and announced on December 29th. So it's exactly 2 weeks ago. And they likely knew they had a positive significantly prior to today. And I don't think they're alone, that they all, especially when they write in the press release, well, we think there might be more, because they know there are more. Anyway, this is the first one. The screening is abysmal in the U.S. and Canada. And I'll put this on the map when it gets into the database. And if that takes a long time, that's an indication. I've always said that looking at these maps is more useful to see where the virus isn't, because that's where they're either not doing a good job of screening or they're delaying reporting. It doesn't mean that that's where the virus isn't. And I think the virus is all over the U.S. and it may be at relatively low levels now, but it transmits more efficiently, and it won't stay at low levels. It'll turn out like England turned out, where, you know, you asked them 3 weeks ago, they said, oh, it's only 20% of the samples. And if you ask them today, it's 80% of the samples, because it does have a an advantage as far as how well it replicates. It may very well be to the change of position 501, which is in the receptor binding domain, and changing the N to a Y allows that to bind more tightly to the ACE2 receptor. And so the virus can more efficiently get in the cells and make a bunch of other viruses that keeps on expanding that way. So that's where we are. We got the first one in the U.S., and this may not be the last one in the U.S. this year, because usually once one lab starts reporting it, more kind of jump on the bandwagon. They start to test because it's embarrassing to say, well, yeah, we don't have any. The last data was in April, and the U.S. has more cases than any country in the world, and therefore they have more samples that they could test than anyone in the world. And the fact that they haven't identified this variant outside of Colorado is a strong indication that they haven't been testing a whole lot anywhere. And if this really holds up, that there's no contact with somebody that just returned from the UK, that means this is community transmission and it's all over the place in Colorado. And there's no reason that people from the UK fly to Colorado instead of other cities in the US. And it's just a matter of, if you don't look, you won't find it, but that really doesn't mean it isn't there. That's it for now.
Thanks for that information. We will have more information as the situation continues to unfold. Thanks for listening.